Philip Semple, PLS, Research and Care. Today's date is 12/01/2025. Dictation is for Miss Amber Jones. Jones spells J-O-N-E-S. Amber spells A-M-B-E-R. Date of birth is 06/04/1996. 29-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Thanks, Margot. Miss Amber has a history of diabetes type 2. Hypercholesterolemia, anxiety, vitamin D deficiency, is here for follow-up with these conditions, and medication refill. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient indicated she has a relationship with a male partner who's HIV positive, and she would like to start the PrEP therapy for prevention period. Next paragraph, she also reported a headache, but said the headache is no longer present. Said headache was there this morning, and as the day go by, she became better after she ate, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. No acute distress. Patient is on the phone texting and appears well into the conversation. Laughing and period. Next paragraph. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 133/96. Pulse 96. Respiration 18. Temperature 96. And temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck fully range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No rebound, no garden. She has normal bowel sounds, period. No organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2-10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is medication refill. Number 2 is diabetes type 2. Number 3 is abdominal pain. Next paragraph, please go back to review of system. Patient reports abdominal pain. She states that she has a history of cyst and pain is similar. She said the pain is located in the suprapubic region and sometimes in the center of her abdomen, period. Back to assessment and plan. Assessment number 3 is hypercholesterolemia. Number 4 is anxiety. Number 5 is vitamin D deficiency, period. Next paragraph. Today we ordered ultrasound of patient's abdomen and pelvic. And she will come back on Friday to have these studies done. Also, labs. The labs include a CMP, CBC, A1C, HIV, antigen and antibody, and HIV RNA, qualitative, TMA. These studies are needed prior to initiating PrEP therapy, period. The patient was educated on the requirement for PrEP therapy, which should include our spouses / partners' viral load. She says she does not have that information right now, but we'll bring it for us next time. Research revealed that if the partner is viral load is undetectable or less than 200, condoms will suffice and PrEP is not indicated. She was sent home with the following prescriptions: hydroxyzine 50 milligrams 1 po QHS 90 days number 90 next medication, famotidine 20 milligrams 1 po QHS for 90 days number 90 next medication, metformin 500 milligrams 1 po BID for 90 days number 180. Next medication, simvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams. Sub-Q, she take 0.5 milligrams sub-Q weekly for 90 days. Next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days. Number 12, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. She was reminded that Friday she can have those studies done. She said she will be back on Friday to have it done. End of dictation.